USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Democrats seem ready to agree to part of a proposal from Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell to extend the debt limit into December. Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders.
It would have been a global economic collapse if, in fact, the wealthiest nation on earth did not pay its debt.
He says the agreement could get a vote soon. The Treasury Department says a deal must be reached by October 18th, or the U.S. will default on its debts. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Texas law, which allows people to sue anyone that helps a woman get an abortion. Anyone bringing a suit could get up to $10,000. The challenge was brought by the Biden administration after the Supreme Court declined to rule on the case and allowed it to go into effect. This is USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.
The Los Angeles City Council has voted to require people to show proof they're fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to enter certain indoor establishments. The vaccine mandate is one of the most sweeping measures taken by a U.S. city to curb the spread of the coronavirus. The council voted 11-2 in favor of the mandate, which will require people to be fully vaccinated to enter bars, restaurants, nail salons, gyms, shopping centers, and entertainment venues. The city is already requiring proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test for large events like concerts or sporting events. Certain businesses, such as grocery stores and pharmacies, won't require proof of vaccination. The mandate applies to people over 12 years old. Those with medical or religious exemptions for the vaccine will be required to show a negative COVID-19 test taken within 72 hours before entry. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A group of southern governors have met over the border crisis situation. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
Close to a dozen Republican governors spent their Wednesday at the U.S.-Mexico border with Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott. One of those, Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey, who describes a surge of illegal immigrants at his state's southern border with Mexico.
The border sector in Yuma has had more than a 1,000% increase in apprehensions compared to last year, the highest increase among all sectors. The Tucson sector has seen more than a 200% increase in apprehensions.
The Biden administration claims they are deporting more illegal immigrants and have repeatedly stated the border is closed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASA has pulled two astronauts from the delayed first launch of the Boeing Starliner capsule to the International Space Station. Astronauts Nicole Mann and Josh Quesada have been reassigned to the SpaceX Crew 5 mission to the space station, which is scheduled for launch as early as next fall. Mann will be the commander and Quesada will be the pilot. Two other crew members are to be announced later this year. The reassignment comes after Boeing has failed repeatedly to complete a successful mission of its Starliner capsule after years of delays in development. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.